I circle the well as I talk, not wanting to look at her. What did you mean when you said the Order was plotting against me? How can I stop the Rakshana? What should I know about the realms, about the Winterlands creatures, and this magic, and Pippa? What do you know of...
So many questions, she murmurs. And yet the answer is very straightforward. If you want to defend yourself against the Order and the Rakshana, you would be best served to look inside yourself first, Gemma.
What do you mean? I approach the well with caution.
Learn to master yourself, to understand both your fears and your desires. That's the key to the magic. Then no one shall have any hold over you.
Remember, she takes a deep, wheezing breath.
The magic is a living thing, joined to whomever it touches, and changed by them as well.
I pace the room, careful to avoid looking at her. I am nearly 17. I should think I know myself.
You must come to know everything, even your darkest corners, especially those.
Perhaps I have no dark corners. A thin rasp of a laugh comes from the well.
If that were true, I should be out there, and you would be in here.
I start to answer, but no words come.
You must know what the magic will cost you.
Cost me? I repeat.
Everything has its price.
She takes another shuddering breath.
I've not spoken so much in ages. I must rest now.
I hurry to the well, where she floats, her eyes closing. Wait! But what about Tom and the Rakshana, and Pippa and the Winterlands? I have more questions. You said you would help me.
And so I did,
she answers, drifting into the well's depths.
Search those dark corners, Gemma, before you find yourself caught there.
I can't believe I've given so much and gotten so little in return. I should never have thought to trust Circe in the first place. I won't be back until the day I return the magic to the temple, the day you die, I say, storming from the room. When I emerge from behind the curtain, Asha is there. She sits upon a small mat with her legs crossed, shelling bright orange peas into a bowl. Behind her, several Hajin sort through bushels of poppies, selecting only the brightest blooms, discarding the rest. Asha gestures to me.
Might I have a word, Lady Hope?
I sit beside her on the mat, but I can scarcely keep still. I'm far too agitated by my conversation with Circe, and angrier with myself for having trusted her.
I have considered your offer, Asha says. I believe it best the Hajin not join your alliance.
Not join? But why? Asha's fingers work diligently at separating the pea from its useless husk.
We do not wish to become involved in such a struggle. It is not our way.
But Asha, with a share of the magic, your people could become a power in the realms. You could change your lot. You could cure... I bite the words off, afraid I will offend her. The Hajin cast a curious glance at me. Asha nods to them, and bowing, they take their leave.
Back in the dark time, we were persecuted, treated as slaves, murdered for sport, Asha explains. And then the Order came and made us safe. Since the talk of an alliance, that safety has been in question. Our people have been taunted in the fields and beyond. A Hajin was whipped at the river by centaurs, and just last night a crop of poppies was stolen. Only a small basket, but it is enough.
I ball my hands into fists. That will not stand. I shall speak to Phelon at once. Asha shakes her head.
No, we shall withdraw. Here, away from all, we are safe.
I look about at the rugged caves where they have lived in exile for centuries. But you are forced to live in these caves. How is that safety? Asha smooths her sari over her blistered legs.
It is best not to question.
Would you make that decision for the rest of your people? She drops the peas into a bowl with a hard clatter.
They should not know everything. It will only bring discontent.
For whom? I ask.
It is for the best, she says, as if it's a mantra.
One of the Hajin approaches. Her face is limned with worry.
It is not a good harvest, Asha, she says in apology. We have lost many flowers to frost and blight.
Asha frowns.
Frost?
The untouchable opens her blistered hand to reveal a poppy withered and blue with cold.
They do not survive.
Here, I say, I put my hand to it, and new poppies spring out, fat and red. That is what you could do if you wanted. The girl looks hopefully to Asha, who shakes her head.
That way does not last,
Asha answers. She plucks the first blossom from the Hajin girl's hand and throws it into the rubbish pile.